Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Derek.
And this is Mark.
So we now know elections coming. Exciting, man. Yeah. And all these candidates are starting to display their speaking styles, different styles altogether.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can learn from them.
Gentlemen, welcome to Election Speech Training Center. I am Major General Chan Chin Chan. My name is the same if you read in front and tumbare. I am a military expert on the Lamphang Republic, and I am the chief toastmaster in my residence committee.
Sir, why are we here? We have already passed our tea sessions to become candidates for this election.
How many of you confident of speaking at a rally? Kichu. 5? 10? 25? 50? 100? Hands up.
I'm fairly confident, sir, of addressing my voters well.
Address. You think you are postman, ah? This kind of English pattern, you still say confident? You got no star.
I am aware. I am not a general, sir. Just a former civil servant.
No, star. Hairstar that star. You must develop a good star of public speaking. Let me teach you about star. Lesson 1. Learn to use dialect.
But, sir, I never learned any dialect in Cambridge.
Yeah, me too. I studied in Princeton.
I don't care you come from Princeton, Kingston or Winston. Here you must learn to give speech with some local flavour. For example, when the opposition say, should vote for them as insurance, how do we reply?
We can say, vote us for our track record.
No, you should say, see me insurance your mother, my boy sala insurance. Now you say it.
See me, insurance? Insurance, your mother. My boy, Sala, insurance.
See me. See me, Langfang lah. Nemai, we learn something else. Lesson 2. Learn to use history and analogy.
I have read all the annals of Confucius, sir.
I am not asking you to tell sex story. Stories help your voter to understand your point. I myself like to use the starfish story. You, pick an issue.
Our nation's lack of resources?
You can tell the audience. Our country is like the starfish. Got no head, got no brain, but got 5 legs, can work hard.
How about the influx of foreigners?
Also can. The starfish needs to coexist with other fish of the sea like the sotong.
How about reducing defense expenditure?
That's easy. In the Lamphang Republic, 3 starfish brother did not learn to defend himself and became barbecue starfish at Newton Hawker Center. Si be sui like Lim Sui say.
But sir, wouldn't it be more effective to use a softer approach? You know, woo them with the language of love.
Of course, I dangle my carrot softly. But I also know when to get hard. And my speech always have slogan.
Oh, we have been working on some ourselves. Mine is securing our future together by staying together and moving ahead.
Mine is more good years by being cheaper, better and faster.
All your slogan is like Kunyang starfish, no backbone. This is the slogan I use. You scratch my back, I scratch for you. You suck my neck, I suck yours too. The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and it's a kingdom that will last 100 years and beyond.